Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, studying of the Word of God, studying the Word. Tonight we're having our Bible study on this Friday night, and I thank God for another opportunity to teach and be used of the Holy Ghost to teach the Word of God. I am nobody. I have nothing of myself but of Christ. So I just want to call our Bible class to order on this evening. I'm going to open up our devotion now, sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice! Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. For thou present him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asks life of thee, and thou givest it him, even length of days, forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance, for the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercies of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thy enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make him them as a fiery oven in the time of thy anger. The Lord shall swallow them up and in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and thy seed from among the children of men, for they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thy arrows, even thy strings against the face of them. I have just read you from Psalm 21 from the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you this evening, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, if we've offended anyone, Lord, in any kind of way, Father, we ask your forgiveness right now. In the powerful and mighty name of Jesus, we ask you now to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in us, Lord, that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you to send the fire of God down, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and burn it out in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, and a sound mind. Father, I ask you now to bind up the strong man this evening. Bind up the strong man, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil thought, every negative thought, every evil way, every demonic thing, Father, bind it on today in the name of Jesus, that try to connect itself or attack the radio broadcast or anyone that's up under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on today, Lord. We magnify you today. We ask you now, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord, that's listening, Lord, in radio land. Bless everyone on the radio broadcast this evening, Father. I ask you today, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm just an instrument. I'm just a vessel waiting to be used, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on tonight. I give you praise on tonight, Father. I give you praise on tonight. I give you praise and thanks for your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you now. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask it all. I just want to say praise the Lord, everybody. It is mighty good to be back on the radio broadcast and sharing in the word of God, hallelujah, with everyone, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for that on this evening. We just thank and praise God. I'm so excited what God is doing, hallelujah. He's doing a mighty work, indeed he is, and I just give him praise this evening for the great things that he's doing. I have so many exciting news, but I get to talk about it later. I don't want to start off talking about a whole lot of things, but just one thing, in the month of January, God is blessing us to start up our school of prophets. We're going to have a school for prophets, and in prophets that we're going to be opening in January. So I'm asking for everyone on the radio land and everyone on the broadcast to please keep us in prayer in this endeavor. The School of the Prophets will be opening up in January, just and for the prophetic intercessors. You know, others can come, but this is basically the School of the Prophets and prophetic intercessors. And I'm thanking and praising God because so many people have gave that word to me and been really adamant about it, and I went to the Lord and he said, and it is so. So I thank and praise God for that. He's making all the right connections to get us us an accreditation and everything, and I'm thanking God today. So you all keep Apostle Deans and Apostle Deans in prayer for doing being obedient to the Lord. So we're going to start off this evening And we still in continuing to talk about the characteristics of a prophet. You know, most prophets can smell uncleanness. They know they have a discernment and they can smell uncleanness. They can smell uncleanness. They can smell sin. You know, they can also smell the sweet aroma of prayer and worship as well. God has given them that keen discernment. They can smell bread where the word is preached. When the word is preached, but they can smell the fragrance of the Lord when he is present in a church. Prophet, don't be afraid to smell, and you are not crazy. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? Prophet, smell uncleanness. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 17. I rose up to open to be to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the boat, Songs of Songs, chapter 5. Prophets know Jezebel. Jezebel is a false prophet. Elijah knew Jezebel, and Jezebel knew Elijah. Prophets hate when Jezebel is allowed to run rampant in the church. Jezebel presents a spirit of control, a spirit of manipulation, a spirit of seduction, intimidation, and whoredom. That's the spirit of Jezebel I'm talking about. And prophets know when Jezebel is around in the church. But I have a few things against you. You permitted that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat food sacrificed to idols. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. When Joram saw Jehu, he said, "It is peace, Jehu." And he said, "What peace, so long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her sorceries are so many?" 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22. Now, prophets cry out a lot of times against abomination. An abomination is that which is disgusting. It is disgusting and detestable. This is what an abomination to God is. Pride, lying, murder, evil imagination, mischief, false witness, and discord. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wickedness, wicked imagination, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness who speak lies, and he who sows discord among the brethren. Those are abominations to God. Proverbs 6 and 16. We have to be really careful. So many people nowadays are are sowing discord among the brethren, and it's something in a heart that divides wicked imagination. You know, you just things that's in your heart that's not right. And anytime you want to run to trouble, something wrong with you. Anytime you want to run to mischief, something wrong with you. You ought to be running the other way, not that way. Not that way. I wouldn't dare run to no trouble if I can help it. For the sons of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. That's Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 30. Prophets detect when things are out of order. Oh, they discern when situations are encased in disorder and confusion, or when there is misalignment. Titus chapter 1, verse 5 says, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I command you. Colossians chapter 2 and 5 says, for thou I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing and seeing your orderliness, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Romans chapter 12, verse 6 says, we have the diverse gifts according to the grace that is given to us. If prophecy according to the proportion of faith. Prophets are not impressed with buildings. They're not impressed with buildings. You know, we have some very, very nice and huge edifices, synagogues, and churches and things. But I'm not impressed with large facilities and buildings, and I'm not worried about that, because I can stand on the street corner and do just as good what God is directed me to do. So, you know, I just thank and praise God that he allowed me to do anything. I thank and praise God for that. Prophets are not impressed with religious adornment. They understand that God does not dwell in temples made with hands. They look for the true temple, which is the people of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made with hands, as the prophet says, Acts chapter 7. Verse 48, and some spoke of how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts. And he said, as for these things which you see, the days will come when not one stone shall be left on another that will not be thrown down. Luke chapter 21, verse 5 and 6. Prophets are contagious. When you get around prophets, you will start being prophetic. And it's just like iron sharpening iron. When you get around prophets, you're going to prophesy even the more. The prophetic would be in the room. And I've witnessed this on my firsthand myself. When you get around somebody that wants to see you, want to see the prophetic on you, or want to see you doing better, iron sharpens iron, and God will use you just in that place. I'm telling you, the prophet spirit is strong in influencing others anyway. But God has called prophets to be contagious to other prophets. You cannot keep this to yourself. You are an influencer, and you can impart when you want to. And this over in 1 Samuel, just something you can go by of chapter 10, verses 5 and 6 says, after that you will come to the hill of God where the garrison of the Philistines is. And when you come there to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a harp, a tambourine, a flute, and a lyre before them. And they will prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be turned into another man. So that's scripture. Prophets should want everyone to hear from and speak from God, for God. They should want everybody, every other prophet, to hear from. They should want everyone around to hear from God, or who want to hear from God, to really hear from God, speak for God. Prophets should not want the prophetic to be a club for a few anointed people. Prophets want the leaders to be prophetic and the people to be prophetic. Prophets love it when people hear, speak, and obey the word of the Lord. And they are not jealous when God uses other people. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be jealous of each other. Or if God used somebody else, we need to be encouraging them even the more, because that's what he wants us to do. Over in Numbers 11, verse 20. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. And then I had to take a little station break. Yeah, I'll keep praying for me. We should always want people to do, to speak, and to learn. And prophets are not jealous of other prophets when God uses them or other people. Sometimes when you ask a prophet, what is God saying, they will answer, what is God saying to you? Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Oh, that all the people of the Lord were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Numbers chapter 11, verse 29. Prophets are concerned about God's agenda, purpose, and plan. God's agenda is the priority of the prophet, not the agenda of man. The prophets know that only the plans and purposes of God will stand. And anything And I can't see this. And anything else is a waste of time. Prophets don't like to waste time on things that are not ordained by God, and we should never waste time. You know, sometimes you can't hardly help it, but we should not waste time on stuff that's not concerning the kingdom of God, because God tells us a lot of stuff first anyway. He's gonna reveal it to the prophets first anyway. So we shouldn't waste time on foolishness. We can't hardly stand that. Foolishness. That's a mess. Okay. It has to be the agenda of God, the purposes and plans of God. Many plans are in man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. That's in Proverbs 19:21. You know, God is in man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose. It's, man may plan it, and it may be in his mind, but it's the purpose of the Lord, not man's purpose. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." That's John 4:34. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, "Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." Isaiah 14:24. So God made our minds and everything, and he'll put it on our mind for his purpose. He'll put it on our mind for his purpose. Now, most prophets listens for a sound. Even in your prayer time, even when you're before the Lord and you're praying or you're worshiping in meditation or whatever, you listening, you're trying to see, you're trying to hear, Sounds are important to prophets. The prophet's ears are open to the sounds of heaven. Certain sounds stir prophets. Certain ones stir prophets. Anointed music stirs prophets. Because a lot of times, even at a lot of conferences and things that I've had, do I have a musician that plays prophetically? And that helps them in the prophetic for the word of God. The wrong sound is the sign that something is wrong. Some churches and ministries have an old sound. Elijah said to Ahab, "Get up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of heaviness, heavy rainfall." 1 Kings 18:40, and over in Job it says, "Hear attentively the thunder of his voice and the sound that goes out of his mouth." Job 37:2. "The clouds pour out water, the skies thunder, your arrow flashed about." Psalms 77:17. We listen. Here are examples of sounds that stir prophets. The sounds of a trumpet. The sound of many, many waters. The sound of rain. The sound of the alarm. Sound of wind. The sound of battle. The sound of a shouting, the sound of praise, hallelujah, the sound of music, the sound of preaching, the sound of singing. These are examples of the sounds that stir up prophets. these are the sounds, because prophets listen for sounds. And when I tell you, when you can hear the Spirit, not only the voice of God, but other things you hear in the Spirit. You can hear other people talking in the Spirit. You can hear other things talking in the Spirit. You can hear angels talking, angels wings. Angelic music I heard in the spirit realm. Prophets are great helpers. Prophets help build. They help leaders. We help churches. We help in prayer. We help in worship. We help in transition. We help move people in the new. It's just the nature of a prophet to be a helper and have a desire to help. Prophets provide supernatural assistance. If you need help, get a prophet. In Ezra chapter 5, verse 2, it says, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them. Prophets are helpers and encouragers. Prophets set up in a crisis, they help. When others ran from crisis, prophets set up. They are built and designed to bring solutions in order when there is a crisis and a chaos. A lot of times you can be in some situation or circumstance, and even though you're in the prophetic and you're prophetic, if you get another prophet to pray with you and encourage you and minister to you, you'll feel better about things. You'll actually feel better about things. And God will give you a word. Because most prophets release courage. Courage is important, especially for leaders. Most leaders have to be encouraged. You must be courageous. You must be bold. You must be able to tell truth. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if they like it or not. You must be able to have the courage to stand on the word of God. Asa took courage after he heard the word of Adi, the prophet. He then pressed forward in removing the idols from the land. Prophets will encourage leaders to do what God desires. And when Asa heard these words of the prophet, Azar, son of Oded, the prophet, he was encouraged and removed the detestable idols from the entire land of Judah, Benjamin, and from the cities of the captured in the hills of Ephraim. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Second Chronicles 15, chapter 15 and verse 8. You have to have boldness and courage. Can't be afraid. You can't have fear. I'm not saying we don't have fear, but we're not supposed to. prophet peace. The word shalom is the Hebrew word for peace, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. I would hear what God, the Lord, would speak, for he would speak peace for unto his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. That's Psalm 85, verse 8. Prophets should speak peace. I mean, you can walk in a place and God will give you discernment. And you can speak peace. I don't care if it's a restaurant, a store, Dollar General. I don't care what it is. But if you feel an unrest or an uneasiness, you should start praying then and speaking peace in the atmosphere. Prophets are focused on the heart. Prophets are concerned about the heart or the motives of people. The outward shows don't impress them, because we know a lot of times that outward appearance, you can be smiling and tore up in the inside so many times. You know, you talk and you praise or whatever, or you just there listening, trying to get a breakthrough or deliverance, and it's not showing up on the outside, but in the inside, you're tore up in the inside. So God have prophets focusing on the heart. Hold on, just one second.
Are you ready to come out?
Okay. Okay, let's do it here. Yeah, we they hate it when people honor God with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. Prophets look for purity of heart. Prophets discern the heart. God looks at the heart. Therefore the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is tradition by the precepts of men. That's Isaiah 29 and 13. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance, on his height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not a man what a man sees as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. We have to pray for discernment. like I said, keen discernment when it comes down to, you know, looking at or discerning what people and how they are. Prophets are tenderhearted. Most of them are. Everyone I've met just about tenderhearted. They may act, they may act, they can act tough and strong. They're also tenderhearted. David was tenderhearted when he was challenged by Nathan. Tender means showing gentleness and concerns or sympathy. That's caring, kind, kindly, kind-hearted, soft-hearted, tender-hearted, compassionate, sympathetic, warm, and warm-hearted, fatherly, motherly, maternal, gentle, mild, benevolent, generous, giving, and humane. Because we are God's representative. We're God's representative. That's why he won't do it unless he revealed it to the prophets first. Because we're his representatives. We have a passion to see God represented, that he's represented correctly. God doesn't like it when he's misrepresented. We should never try to misrepresent the Lord. And that's why we have to be so careful of charging people money and all this kind of stuff. And we're supposed to be the representatives of God. And a lot of times prophets, they have that word in them. God let them give them the word to give somebody, and they don't want to give it. Listen, you got $1,500, $2,000. God ain't nowhere in that mess. I remember a couple of times I needed a word. Not that I needed it, I wanted a word, and asked the man of God to pray for me. And that'd be a few $100. I could pray for myself. I could pray for myself, or I needed a word one time. I really needed to hear from the Lord, and I'm asking this bishop, I'd have forgot his name, or apostle, something, to pray for me. And he would not do it. The partnering in with us before we give out the word of God. I'm like, okay. And you'll be surprised who that is. It's just pitiful. It's just pitiful. They don't think they're going to have to stand before the Lord for that. It is not their word. When God give you a word for someone, if you don't give it, it's disobedient. You're being rebellious and disobedient when you don't give a person the word that God has given you to give them because they don't have any money. That's sad. The Father said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. You don't have to be sitting up there trying to charge people for the word of God. I just cannot get with that. Because sometimes people could be ill, could be death, life or death. And you sit up saying, well, I gotta have at least $1,500, $1,000. It's different if someone wanna bless you. But to charge somebody for something that's not yours, I wonder what kind of judgment God's going to pass for that, to his prophets that's doing that kind of stuff. And people don't, it's nothing wrong with sowing into a ministry or to the man of God, but don't put nobody a price on it. I know when you're at these conferences and revivals and things, they'll say everybody that have, it's supposed to be 25 people in here with $2,000, and everybody that comes up stand up and come up here. I want to prophesy to you. Then the ones that don't have that much, you're not going to prophesy. She's not going to prophesy to them because they didn't have it. That's not God. That is not God. Nobody can tell me that's God because I would never believe it. Because if God give you or me or whoever it is a word for somebody and we do not give it to them, we hold back because they don't have money, woe unto you, Hondoro Borshana. Woe unto you. Because his wrath and anger going to come up on you like you never seen a whirlwind. You're not going to ever know how you got the way you are. Prostituting that thing, the gifts of God. God don't play. Tell me he'll kill you so quick. He will. So we should not charge because we are representatives of God. We are faithful and loyal. Prophets are faithful and loyal. Faithfulness and loyalty to God are important to the prophets. They call back the backsliders. They challenge the church when there is unfaithfulness and disloyalty to God and his truth. Prophets preach commitment. They challenge anything and anyone that would draw the church away from God. They emphasize wholehearted loyalty and devotion to God in spite of changing times of what the world teaches. And you have to know that. You have to be faithful to God. Because God is truly faithful to us. We must be faithful to God. I'm telling you, in your spirit, we have to have that faithfulness. Loyal. It's not about us. It's all about God. It's not what we want to do, not what we want to eat, not what we want to sleep, not what we want to drink. Not about the times or anything. Don't put the God ain't got to surround us with his time. He don't have to please us with his time. We better be trying to please God and change our time for his stuff, for his agenda. Prophets are faithful. They are sometimes misunderstood because prophets are strict. Sometimes they're considered too strict or too dogmatic. See, it's like no in between. Either you're obedient. Are you disobedient? And most prophets have a standard. The standard, either you're obedient or you're disobedient, and the standard is obedient. It's like when I first started In Time Men and Women War, it was just In Time Women of War Global Ministries, and the requirements were that you had to fast, pray, and study God's word. Well, I had several people to say that they couldn't meet the requirements, and I'm like, why? I may not want to fast. I may not want to do this. Fast, study, and pray, you're supposed to do that anyway. You're supposed to do that anyway. But those are the standards. Those are standards. They have high standards of holiness. high standards of holiness. And some people think, well, you know, they think like you can try to be too holy, or you think, you know, some people think you think you're more than what you are. I never think like that. Because let me tell you something. I can fall just like the next man. You know, I can do, I never think I'm too high or too holy that I can't fall into temptation. I just, you know, it's like, you know, some people say, well, if you say you ain't going to do this, you better stop. You don't want to do this. And you say, I'm not saying that. I'm going to try my best ever not to do, get out of God's will. But I don't think I'm no better than nobody else. You know, I sin every day. And believe me, I repent every day, and sometimes, you know, a whole lot of times a day. So, I don't think I'm no better than nobody else, or no holier. I just want to keep striving for holiness. And prophets want people to experience the blessings of obedience. When we are obedient to the Lord, we can experience blessings. Prophets are not mean or mean spirited. What prophets really desire is for us to be blessed and prosper through obedience. Prophets know that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. Prophets want the best for the church and God's people. Prophets desire us to be above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, blessed coming in and blessed going out, a lender or lending and not the borrowing, healthy, whole, peaceful, joyful, and wealthy. That's what we should want for each other and for everyone. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. And we raise the standards. We raise the standards because we try to keep it. And we always want things to go God's way. We want things to be done God's way. We should want that, and not our way. And we are examples. We are examples to others. Because a lot of prophets suffered a lot for speaking the word of God. They suffered a lot. Spoken it, well, let me, my brethren, take the prophets who spoke to them in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. James chapter 5, verse 10. Prophets are examples for how to endure suffering, how to exercise patience, perseverance, and steadfastness. When I tell you, prophets go through so much, I mean, day after day after day after day after day, they go through a lot. They go through a lot. Prophets do. You can tell. You can definitely know when a prophet's in the house, or when you see a person going through so much, and they sacrificing, and they doing all other kind of stuff, but they going through so much. They going through so much. To whom much is given, much is required? Or they've been through, because people, you got a heavy anointing. I wish I had that anointing. No, you don't. You don't wish you went through what I went through. You don't wish that. Mm-mm. You don't know what I've been through to get this anointing that God has on my life. You don't. But just know that if you pray and lay before the Lord, seek his face, God will give you an anointing. I'm not going to say the same one, but he'll give you an anointing that he wants you to have. We are examples. Anyway, I'm not going to hold on. I thank and praise God for prophets and the things that they go through. We're going to get ready to close out. I thank everyone on the radio broadcast and everyone out in radio land. I thank and praise God that you're on and with us in the study of the Word of God. We just give God praise and glory on this evening for you. And we're going to see you right back here on Sunday at 4 p.m. for our Sunday worship, Sunday evening worship. We're going to get ready to dismiss. I thank you all so much. I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming out, taking time to come and be with us on this day, on the night. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Father, for each one that came out on the radio broadcast and those that's in radio land, even the ones that couldn't stay the whole time. We thank God for you. Father, we just thank you for putting it on their mind and in their heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise for opening up our understanding and taking time out with us on this evening, Lord. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for teaching us and guiding us. We thank you today. We give you praise and we give you glory today. We magnify your name today. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone that's up under the sound of my voice and the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, bless Apostle Deans in his absence, Father. In the name of Jesus, and keep him covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all. Thank you, prophets. And everyone else that came on our radio broadcast and in radio land, God loves you and I love you too. Be blessed and good night.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.